Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Today is April 13th. It is Thomas Jefferson Day because today is the birth date of a president we talk about on this show a little bit, Thomas Jefferson. Portraying him on stage with us frequently is that scholar, author, documentary filmmaker, Clay Jenkinson. Clay's on the phone line right now. Hi, Clay. How are you?
Hello, my friend. How are you doing? I'm in Minneapolis, your old stomping grounds.
Yeah, it's a great place to be. I presume you're talking to an arena full of people who are ravenous for the words of Thomas Jefferson?
Yes, they're throwing their 18th century breeches up on the stage.
Imagine that. Actually, by the time the ladies would get down to that, the speech would be over. Didn't they wear like a ton of clothes back in those days?
Yes, they did. So, yes, but I can go on for hours if necessary.
Typically, I ask you to come on as one of the characters you portray, and you do several. But for us, you do Thomas Jefferson and Teddy Roosevelt. But I'm not going to ask you to do either of those. And in fact, I think your next performance with us, which may be on Halloween this year, is going to be as Teddy Roosevelt. Are you okay with that?
As long as you call him Theodore.
Yeah, I'll do the best I can. But about Jefferson, so this was his birthday. What year was he born then, Clay?
1743.
And then we think 1776 is a big year, and 2026 is the 250. Why are you laughing at me now?
Well, it was a big year, I guess you'd say.
Okay,
he wrote the most important document in the history of human liberty. Have you ever seen that cartoon where he's sitting at a desk and he's saying, "Oh, damn, is that due tomorrow?"
That's right, July 4th. I got to have it done.
Hello, man.
Okay, but the reason I paused there was because you know what I've been reading lately is the Bill of Rights and the U.S. Constitution, which you and your presidents have been advising us all to do. And I've been finding it easier to read than I thought. And every now and then there's a sentence or two that just jumps out at you. Have you had the same reaction when you read the original Constitution and then the amendments, including the Bill of Rights?
Yes, the Constitution is only 4,500 words long. It's very brief and not particular about a lot of things. And then as soon as they finished it, they were totally exhausted. And Jefferson wrote to his good friend Madison from Paris and said, "Wait a minute, it's not okay if there's no Bill of Rights. You've got to have a Bill of Rights." Madison was a little bit annoyed, but he saw the wisdom of it, and so he actually crafted the language for most of the first 10 amendments.
Yeah, at Jefferson's behest, and shame on me for only coming to some of these realizations now, but the
you're young.
Well, compared to Jefferson, I am. The Constitution is like, here's what the president gets to do and be. Here's how we elect him. Here's what the Congress does. Here's what the judges do. Have a nice day. And I'm like, wait, where's the freedom of speech? How did they leave and not think that the 10 things that we hold most dear, as well as the subsequent amendments, how did they think that they were done not having said that I have a right to bear arms and assemble and have speech? How did they not put that in the original version?
So three quick answers. Number one, they were totally exhausted and ready to go home. Number two, they thought that the rights of man, as they called them, the rights of people, were protected in state constitution and state bills of rights. And so they didn't believe that the national government, imagine this, John, they didn't believe that the national government would ever have so much power that it could trample upon human rights. And then number three, Madison said to Jefferson, look, it's just a parchment guarantee. It's just language. That doesn't give it any enforcement power. In that, Madison could not have been more wrong. Imagine how many people have had to invoke the Fifth Amendment or the First Amendment or the Second Amendment or the Ninth. The Bill of Rights is arguably a more important document than the Constitution itself. But those were the three reasons. And Jefferson said, nope, it's never going to be accepted by the American people until you add a Bill of Rights.
It's interesting, too, that it did not seem to anticipate how pronounce some of those single sentences would be. The one about impeachment, and the word impeachment appears a couple of times, but I mean, it's not like, okay, here it is, guys, and if you really don't like them, here's what you do. It simply said no. Boom, little sentence. It's part of my criticism of the Constitution. You and I have had this conversation before that I don't think it anticipated how flexible it needed to be. It was too vague. And my wisdom today is that they should have set a time limit. They should have said this thing, even if you love it, expires lock, stock, and barrel in 50 years. It's over. You have to come up with something new.
You're absolutely right, John. And by the way, you're speaking for the third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson. He wrote a famous letter to Madison from Paris. He was not at the Constitutional Convention, in which he said that every constitution should be declared null and void after 19 or 20 years. Once per generation, we should step back and rethink the whole thing and make improvements on the one we just had and address questions that the founding fathers could never have foreseen, like cybersecurity or cruise missiles or nuclear warfare. And so Jefferson, beyond all others of that generation, John, as you well know, said we've got to keep this thing current. Otherwise, it becomes a kind of sacred document that you stretch and strain, and you're not even sure what you're doing, and that's where we are.
Okay, so here's what you and I are going to do. I'll just mention this, although the last details haven't been worked out, but I actually know we have a launch date for it, too. I think it's going to be June 1st, and that is and I are going to have 10 conversations about the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights. So the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, all those that we know well, or at least think we do. We're going to have a 10-part podcast series. You and I will talk about the First Amendment and the first one, and we'll go all the way through 10. And we'll drop them individually. We'll invite our listeners to listen to them, sort of engage with us as we get close to the 250-year anniversary of the country. We'll just talk about those amendments, how they're great and how they're not. How does that sound?
Sounds great. I have some demands.
Of course.
I want the key to the city of Ottawa.
Deal. That can happen.
Yeah, that should be doable.
Hey, don't make fun of my Ottawa. What else you need?
Sorry?
What else you need?
I think you and I need to go to a baseball game together. We have never done that. And I have a feeling that it's just like being with Prince Charles, that every 2 minutes someone's coming up and bowing and saying, oh, John, we love you. You're the greatest thing that ever happened to America. Who's this idiot next to you? That kind of thing.
Yeah. I do get a lot of that. All right. Yeah. And what could be more American than that? So you and I will do that in our free time. In the meantime, we've had conversations about this. I think it'll be fun. It might even be funny in parts, but I think it'll be important. The tutorial starts June 1st. I'll be in touch, Clay.
Hey, we'll be recording these. I can't wait. This is the time to be playful, but clear, historically grounded. And we don't always agree, but we always disagree beautifully.
That's a Clay Jenkinson, and you see him on stage with me each fall. It'll be on Halloween Day this year for Teddy Roosevelt.